The Royals look for the sweep in Seattle, and Mike Moustakas, the AL final vote candidate, continues to make his case for an All-Star game selection.
The stretch and the next offer on the way, swinging a high fly ball into right field and deep. Haniger going back to the warning track to the wall, leaps up and it's gone, and Moustakas in and out of the seats again in right field. His third home run of the series, a two-run home run here in the top of the first, just out of here to right. His 25th of the year, and the Royals now lead 4-0 in the first. The infielders come in. Here's the pitch on the way, swinging a high fly ball into center field, drifting back, racing back, warning track. Kane, he is there, but it's gone. Straight away center field. Goodbye, baseball. Gene, the hitting machine, Segura. A home run, straightaway center field. Lorenzo Cain flat running out of room. He got to the top of the wall. But Segura with a two-run home run right up the middle with Dyson aboard. And the Mariners now have the lead 5-4 over Kansas City. And they turn this around in a hurry. Segura with his sixth home run of the season. How about that? He takes off, 3-2 pitch, swung on, belted deep to left field, going and going. Goodbye baseball over the out-of-town scoreboard. And Lorenzo Cain has just tied this game at 6-6. The next pitch on the way, curb swing and a line shot deep to left field. Going and going, it's off the top of the wall. Cruz heading for second. The throw in by Gordon. Cruz slides and he is out at second base. Wide throw. Merrifield got it to his right, reached back to his left. Down with a tag. Nelly Cruz still nursing that sore right knee. Just can't run. He was trying to get the second. Merrifield had to go get the throw. Dove back to the bag. And according to Sam Holbrook, the second base umpire, he got the tag on Cruz for the second out of the inning.
The 0-1. Swing and a high lift out to right field. This is trouble. Haniger is on the track. He leaps and it's gone. Opposite field blast by Salvador Perez, his 17th of the season. It was hammered. It comes in the 10th inning. And the Royals have now taken an 8-6 lead.
The Royals score three times in the 10th inning and knock off the Mariners by a final of 9-6. The Mariners are limping towards the All-Star break. They've now lost 8 of 10. They fall to 41-45 on the year. Here's their manager, Scott Servais.
Well, there was a lot in that ball game. I thought, Miranda, giving up the four spot in the first inning. You know, he's been so good. Made a couple mistakes there, and they put a big number up against us. I thought a great effort by our guys to get right back in the game. I thought we responded, the right way there, and swung the bats. Something we hadn't been scoring many runs here at home lately. So, nice to get back into the game, and then eventually, get back on top. And Kane hit the big home run off Miranda again to tie it up, and. After that, I thought, for the most part, our bullpen did a good job to keep him in check. It was going to come down to, getting a big hit. And I thought off of Zanino's bat there in the ninth inning, that was the big hit. But, it's baseball. But I think, on the positive side, we did swing the bats much better tonight. And coming back in that game, it's been easy to shut it down. But our guys didn't do that. We got after it and had the lead there, for a little bit. So, it's a critical point in our season right now. It really is. We haven't played well here over the last 10 days or so. We have struggled, and we got to get it turned around, moving in the right direction here, headed into the All-Star break. Again, there was some good signs tonight, but, didn't get it done in the end, and we needed to have that ball game tonight, and I just didn't get the big hit when we needed it.
You only had, two hits after the third inning. What were you seeing there?
Well, Vargas is having a great year. We were on him early. He made a little adjustments there. Their bullpen, threw the ball well. We had a rally going in the seventh inning, a couple guys on. We hit into a double play ball. It wasn't a lot, but that's kind of how those games, a little bit early, you got to find a way, to scratch out a run or just keep constant pressure on them. And they kept more pressure on us than obviously we put on them tonight.
Miranda, with the early trouble, it looked like he was trying to mix a lot early.
He was, which is what he did last time out. He started to go, to some of the slower stuff, the split and the slider early in the game. He didn't have a feel for it tonight like he did last time out. Got in some fastball counts. Hosmer hit the double, and then, you know, Moustakas, who's really, really hot right now. We saw that in the last three games and made some mistakes to those guys. But you know, to Miranda's credit, I thought he really he got after it after that inning. Knew he had to somehow find it, and he did. You know, he got us to a decent point in the game. You know, that the two-out homer again that Kane put up in the fifth was a big hit. You know, we get through the fifth, we're probably going to our bullpen there with a two-run lead. But, you know, we didn't quite get there.
You said, you know, Nelly can put him up in bunches. He gets the one tonight. He almost gets another one.
Yeah. Again, game of inches. You know, that's probably 6 inches to a foot from that's another home run tonight. But it was great to see him get one out of the ballpark tonight. He can do that. He is, you know, he's streaky, and they will come in bunches for him. But, you know, you can see he's struggling to, you know, hobbling around on the field. But, you know, he is a gamer. He wants in, and we certainly, you know, love his bat, you know, being up in our lineup. So hopefully it continues to get better with the knee, just day to day with that.
What would you see in the top of the 10?
You know, Pazos, I mean, we get the, you know, we had the air early. You know, it's you're putting Pazos in a situation. You know, their left-handed hitters have been so hot for them. You know, what Hosmer and Moustakas has done, I thought Pazos was the right guy to go to. And, you know, we just to get it done. He made a mistake to Salvi Perez, put a good swing on it, opposite field home run. You know, if you're going to make him hit a homer, you know, you want him to go to a big part of the park. And, you know, just got a ball too much on the plate there. So, you know, I don't, you know, Pazos is going to go after you. That's who he is. You know, you got to tip your hat to Salvi on that one. Put a good swing on it, and we didn't get the ball right where we wanted it.
Your bats have been a little streaky, but Segura kind of the one guy that's been.
Yeah, Gene had a good night again tonight, you know, with the home run to center field. And, you know, he has been consistent. That's what he does. You know, he finds a way to get the barrel on the ball and, you know, gives you a good at-bat, you know, almost every time up there.
Nelson Cruz finishes 2-for-4 in this game, including his 15th home run of the season. He's batting .294 for the year.
I prefer the big three, you know, but it is what it is.
But knowing that, I don't know, does it say anything about where your swing is at to see that homer today?
They're going to come sooner or later, you know. You always want to make sure you get the homers, you know, and all that. But, I mean, I wasn't concerned about it. I just want to square the ball, and whatever happens, you know.
Could you tell how close you were on the near home run that you missed?
I mean, you see the top of the wall, you know. It feels like I've been doing a lot this year. Hopefully next time around, you know, they go over the fence.
You are a guy who likes to hustle. How hard is it to try to hold yourself back instead of going to second base in that situation?
Well, when I saw the ball rolling around, you know, I take the decision. But, I mean, it's hard for you as a hitter, you know, and I like to give all I got, you know. I think in the first inning when I hit the ground ball, I don't want to get the double play, so I tried to push it there and with the double too. And with the homer, I thought was one of the painful homers I ever hit. So the thing is, you know, we keep battling. I think we have a pretty good team, and we did a pretty good job today scoring runs, especially after they came back and did 4 runs early. You know, we find a way to get it done. Fortunately, you know, they score more.
Physically, where are you?
Well, good enough to play.
The Mariners will get back to work on Thursday when they play host to the Athletics. Sam Gaviglio will make the start in the opener.